Good morning, Colorado Springs. It's another brighter day in the neighborhood, and I'm your host, Angela Jones. Today, we have two entrepreneurs with us, Kevin and Kyle Dexter, who are proprietors of our neighborhood favorite, Sugas. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
It was fighting some traffic to get over here today, wasn't it?
Just a little bit.
Yes. Oh, man. And, you know, how long have you guys been in the Springs?
15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
10 for me.
Okay, so you know that Colorado Springs has gone from no traffic to the traffic we have now.
Just possibly, you know? Maybe 60% of the reason why I moved here from Miami, which was really only traffic.
That's all there is. We were down, and I'm not going to be able to remember. It's a very quaint neighborhood, like a lot of really old, cool houses. It's about 15 minutes from the airport in Miami. Maybe I'll be able to think of it. But anyway, we were down there.
Neighborhood, old houses,
Coral Gables.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. But anyway, they were beautiful, and it was, you know, anyways, we're driving through there, and, you know, that was fine. It was kind of like, you know, normal. And then we get into the traffic getting back. Yeah. It was insanity. And the same thing when we lived in Nashville some years ago, but it was the same way. It reminded, like, Colorado Springs reminded me of, like, what Nashville was 20 years ago. When I first got there, there was no traffic. Or at least you could figure out a way not to ever hit traffic, wide open spaces. And now it's like Nashville's an hour from Nashville.
Yeah.
Denver's an hour from Denver. And I'm just really hoping. I love that, you know, our community's growing, but I don't love the traffic.
Me either.
So do you guys have much of a commute to Sugas, or do you live in that vicinity?
7 minutes, I believe.
Oh, yeah? I guess so. You're
on a good day.
Are you there in downtown, or?
We're in Cheyenne Canyon.
Oh, nice. I love that.
A little house there. Yeah.
That's super cool. Yeah. So tell me what brought you to establish Sugas here in Colorado Springs.
Well, we didn't establish it.
Okay.
I think it's important to mention that.
All right.
I got a job there in 2008.
All right.
And fell in love with it.
Uh-huh.
Worked my way up from, like, the very bottom of the totem pole to the very top of the totem pole. And then my friend Alexis, who did establish it,
sold it
to me. Yeah.
Got you. Okay. All right. And so how long ago, like when you say you started at the bottom of the totem pole, what was your first job there?
I was a day server, which if anybody had been a customer at Sugas in 2008 knows that, like, I think we made like $20 in a shift. It was very, very well kept secret.
Right.
That would be the bottom of the totem pole. And then I started working nights and bartender, and then carving out all these management positions one by one, just pioneering. There was no need for a manager
back then.
So as the need became present, I started just pioneering all these management positions from just like front of house manager, beverage manager, then general manager at the end. And then, you know, the ladder runs out of rungs. So
right.
I built another one and just bought it.
There you go. So what was your history before that? Like, were you in restaurant management before that?
I had a short-lived management job at a restaurant in Miami.
Okay.
Also, very similar story, but very condensed in time frame. For about 6 months, I started as like a busser expediter. And then I became their manager. And then I moved here. I left that job to move here. Well, that restaurant is long gone.
In Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't survive in Miami.
No.
You have to be top tier. It's kind of that market. It reminds me of New Orleans. Like, you know, if you can make it New Orleans, I mean, there's some of the best food. Colorado Springs is really getting to kind of be that way.
Sure,
we've got some foodie choices.
A lot more options now than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
So Kyle, besides Sugas, where do you like to eat most, or what type of cuisine?
I should say that we're really big on the Asian and Indian food.
Okay.
There's a few places around town that just popped up with some really good Indian cuisine that we really care for.
All right.
I would say that most of the time, though, we're probably at Saigon.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's, I love
it's,
that.
It's one of our, you know, it's comfort food, you know, it's
mm-hmm. Saigon Cafe downtown.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. We've got this, we actually made plans to go have Indian later today. The little place that's in the Chapel Hills Mall that used to be the Denny's. Do you know what, oh, which I one do I'm talking remember about?
That. Yeah. It, what? I used to work in this mall a long time ago.
Yeah, no, so,
in
okay.
the mall, there's an Indian restaurant?
No. It used to be Denny's, so it's like right at Academy.
Urban
like
right Tandoor?
Yes.
That place is hands down the best. Are you guys listening? Urban Tandoor, you are amazing.
So, yeah. They are so good.
And we love them.
And you know what I love about you? I know you're going to guess this because you've been in there. So their lounge
with the big screen.
Giant yeah. Bollywood MTV screen. What could be better than that?
Have you been there or have we just done takeout?
Actually, I haven't stopped in yet, but we're willing to make the drive to go pick up food all the way from downtown
I've
just
been there
to go
a couple
eat there.
Times.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Their food is fantastic.
It's really good.
And they don't really have any like weird fusion-y things, but they do a couple things that are a little bit different take. You know?
They really do. There's this appetizer they have that I love. These little puri like pockets with mm-hmm. this cilantro yogurt or mint yogurt or something. And it's just very liquidy and you just kind of like, That is so good.
For me, it's the bread. They've got the best bread.
The best naan ever.
They do.
Yeah, and they've got, even the cheese naan. I'll go out on that limb. I'm out of the dairy game by and large. Cheese naan.
I agree.
It's taking one for the team.
They are ruling the Indian in this town right now.
Are they really? Are like, so I'm glad we're vibing hard on that. So that's really awesome. And so what about you, Kyle? What's your background that got you into restaurants? Or do you have a background in restaurants?
Well, actually, I mean, I'm relatively new to the industry. Okay. I was working in retail before that. And before I moved here, I was a performer.
Oh.
And I found Sugar's about 10 years ago as a customer, and it was the only place as an introvert that I could go and be in the crowd but not be a part of it. I could go and have a drink and read a book and just exist, and then we met, and a few years later, I started to become involved, and then I guess the rest is history.
The rest
is. Started working in the prep kitchen and then bought it alongside Kevin.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's amazing. And so what type of performer?
Oh God, that was so long ago.
It's okay.
I was studying in musical theater, and I'm from Cincinnati, and there were a lot of independent theaters, so I just got jobs, and that was a while ago.
So, I mean, is it music, or are you a singer?
A little bit of music, singing, dancing, anything they wanted us to do. And then anything backstage, you know, those little companies, you kind of do what you have to do in order to survive. So
just a lot of the creative.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what was your, do you have a favorite role you ever landed?
It doesn't seem very big, but, for me, it was a big deal.
Okay.
I landed Bernardo in West Side Story.
I didn't even say that.
I mean,
we were performing in the same complex that all the Broadway shows came in. And it was a big deal. We walked in the stage door and all that stuff. And that's one of my best memories.
Right. Yeah. And so how big of an audience did you have then? Like hundreds.
A few hundred.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's cool. I love community theater. I always like to go. We're a military family, and every time we would go, you know, from like especially base to base, they would always have like a community theater on the base, and where people who were, you know, have that kind of background get into it. And I always just love to patronize those events because it was fun. And I love plays, especially. I think that's,
it's always good to support your local community theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just very rare to find a whole lot of theater in a town. And, you know, if you can support it, it supports all those artists that are just trying to do what they love.
Did you go much theater here?
Yes, actually. The most recent was Cats, right?
Oh, yeah, we went and saw Cats at the Pikes Peak Theater.
I love the Pikes Peak Theater. Mm-hmm. I love that it's a great music venue.
Yeah, Cats, Fine Arts Center, all that stuff.
Yeah, and then they've got, I think, over in Ivy Wild, there's like a little theater.
Yeah, the Met.
I've seen that, the Met.
There's the Fine Arts Center, Theater Works.
There's a lot.
There's like, five or maybe six, I don't know, that I know of. I'm sure there's more.
It's ever evolving in this town.
So that's always, have you gotten to do much here?
No.
Because you're busy.
Yeah, life just took me in a different direction. And then eventually we ended up buying a restaurant, and that.
Right. And so when did that happen? When did you guys purchase Sugar?
That conversation started in 2018. Although Alexis and Kurt, they're the former owners, husband and wife, good, very dear friends of mine. We always flirted with the idea. Shut up, they're kidding. I'm not going to sell this place. and then it got real. And about 2019 is when it got real. And then we started negotiating. And we were set to close on March 17th.
Okay.
No, March 23rd. And the restaurants closed on March 17th. So that just delayed it. And then it was all said and done in summer of 2020.
Okay. Yeah. And so you guys ended up walking through all that, the pandemic closures and everything with them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we definitely. I've been running Sugars for some years before. Mm-hmm. So Alexis and Kurt were, like, I would say semi-retired. They had me running it. We had other management, so... They were, you know, they were hands-on and hands-off, hands-on, touch and go. And I was running it for years, like kind of almost without them. So that was just like, just carried it right through.
Right, you know, right.
Pandemic, whatever.
I mean,
gotta keep going.
We were talking about this before we went on air just a little bit about like just how tough that's been, you know, and how much, anyways, I wanted, you know, to say again how much I appreciate, you know, people who are in, you know, the restaurant business, because it's an essential service. Yeah. It absolutely is. And, you know, and not to diminish anybody else's contribution as a frontline worker, but people who serve us and kept us eating and get us takeout drinks, you know, during all of that.
That was huge.
Wasn't that great? Yeah. I think that's one of the things that kind of has changed for the better. It's like, you know, getting more people out, taking out from restaurants, having developed those options, you know, to be able to, you know, support local restaurants more, and for you guys to be able to get more business in your doors and that, because you're kind of, you got how many seats total?
Well, it depends on
whether you're outdoors.
What we're talking about, yeah.
Right. Well, like inside.
Inside. Oh gosh, you know, it keeps changing.
Maybe like 30-ish?
I think it's 35 or something.
Okay,
like
okay. At the bar and everything,
including the bar, yeah.
I'd say probably during the pandemic, we had, what, 3 tables in there?
3 tables inside, but we had that crazy garden, and we just put those tables outside. So we never really had to lose tables. We just spread them all out. We were very fortunate with the space we have to work with, that a lot of our colleagues and friends don't have, like your downtown favorite restaurants don't have the, you know, wide open space that we have behind us. So that's how it worked for us.
That was a big key, getting creative, what you had, doing what you could just to get through it, you know.
Right.
Rolling with each punch, I think, without letting it overwhelm you, because things changed constantly, you know.
Right, but like moving into ownership in that environment, that's pretty gutsy.
It was gutsy.
I mean, it's gutsy.
I mean, I fully believe in that restaurant, in that space, and the concept. Yeah. At the time, it didn't feel gutsy. Looking back, I'm like, wow, that was gutsy. But, but at the time, it felt like, just give it to me already. Like, you know, like just get, I was gung-ho, I would say.
I would say so. Yeah, we were just ready for it to happen and just to actually run the restaurant through this pandemic instead of trying to, you know, go through this whole purchase. It's weird to think about it, because I have no idea how we actually got through it all.
It's like a dream.
You just kind of live it, and then, you know, you just maintain that, not hope, but that belief that you're just going to survive.
And yeah, like climbing a 14er.
Very good analogy.
Yeah. Because it's hard, but you're also doing it because, you know, it's a challenge, and it was, I hate to say this, like bring any kind of positivity to a pandemic, but it was kind of fun, you know, to reinvent over and over again, you know, to
There's a lot of creative muscle that had to be used.
Well, yeah. And I want to get back to that, like that idea of positivity in a pandemic in just a second. Mm. I want to remind you, our listeners, you're listening to KPPF, and I'm with Kyle and Kevin Dexter, owners of Sugahs here in Colorado Springs. So I think that's one of those, the positivity in a pandemic, and I know we all kind of, because of the tragedy, because of so many people losing their lives, losing their loved ones, losing businesses, things like that, we all want to, you know, to be sensitive to that. But I think that positivity or that gratitude for what good also, you know, has come from this challenge or meeting this challenge, like building community together. Like people really had, in some ways, while we had to like socially distance and socially isolate, I think people became much more concerned about their neighbors and much more concerned about people in the community. And then that creativity, we had to employ creativity in a way that we didn't have to prior, you know, because it was a new challenge, you know. So what are your thoughts on that? Because I want to encourage you to talk about that positivity with that caveat that it's not meant to be insensitive to to anybody.
And my thought, you know, we were presented with a choice. We could either be angry and you know, I mean, what had happened is we got a very new and large set of regulations that kind of changed from time to time in the food industry. You know, the health department has a lot to say about how you conduct yourselves. And we noticed some folks, you know, certainly on the news were angry about this. Or, you know, like they're just going to close until it goes away and then we'll come back. You know, so in my opinion and my experience with it, we had a choice. We could get angry. We could fight it. We could, you know, get drunk and mad and you know, go on social media and complain, or we could lean in and say, okay, this is now a new canvas that we have to, have to work with, and we're going to work with it. And it's totally different. And we're very collaborative people, especially with our staff. So we got a lot of core people together on these big Zoom meetings throughout the pandemic. And we're like just throwing spaghetti at walls and see what sticks and just batting around ideas. And, you know, that birthed like the big garden and then the teepee, which was just my favorite thing. yeah, there was a lot of birth in that.
Yeah.
In that, so yeah.
It was really cool to watch, actually. I mean, if you pay attention to the downtown crowd, all the restaurants are a part of this big community.
Sure.
When we had to shut down, you know, all of a sudden that community is within your own walls. And we had this really great opportunity to create that community ourselves, you know. And there was a lot of strength that we actually saw in a lot of people, especially the people that worked, you know, for the restaurant. Some people said it was the hardest thing they've ever done is to have to continue to work through a pandemic. But everybody just kind of pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. And you know, it was amazing to watch everybody not just live through this, but...
not hate it.
Yeah. And survive this mentally. You know, it was a lot. And I don't know. We managed to all create this, a community of people that are just kind of making it through this.
Well, it sounds like your culture was, like, your culture really improved. Like, you became closer. Sounds like, you know, your people came together, not only to support you guys, to support each other, but also to support the people that were relying on you to be there. You know, I think a lot of times that's it. I think we don't always realize, you know, what we have inside of us in terms of strength, in terms of
the ability
to give or care, you know. I mean, because we don't get called on to do it. You know, back to the thing with the 14er, I think that's why, you know, those types of challenges are so good for people, because, you know, we don't really realize what we can do until we set out to try and do it, mm-hmm. you know, or have no choice but
have
to
no
do
choice.
It.
Right.
And we all do have choices. I mean, and that's really the thing, because like what you were talking about, I mean, you could have just said, you know, and not to disparage or criticize anybody who
sure.
made a different choice.
Everyone's
whatsoever.
Got their own journey. Yeah.
But you had the option to do 100 different things right. other than what you did, you know. But, you know, I think, you know, for us at my firm, too, like, I know that, you know, a lot of people were worried and you know, laying people off and this, that, and the other. And, you know, for instance, since the beginning of this year, we've grown from 5 to, you know, I think 19 employees at my law firm. And because I'm like, you know, hey, we're doing this thing and it's cool. And now we can do it even better. We have, because of Zoom, we can employ very qualified professionals that are in other states. They don't need to come in to do, you know, paralegal work and things of this right. nature. We even have a lawyer in Michigan who used to be in Colorado and needed to relocate. And because of the pandemic, we're like, oh, no problem. You know, you can do that. And it's great that we have that option. And just sticking it in there with folks. So I did notice I was downtown last night and went to Jack's, and what are those brown
the parklets
yeah. that were built? They're gone now.
I guess they are.
Yeah. So is that a sign that things are more or less back to normal, do you think?
Gosh, the concept of back to normal is
right.
It's so weird because it just feels like being transported back to before this. I don't know that. I think it's normal will always be a new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I feel like the restaurant world, especially here in Colorado Springs, is very much as close as back to normal as I've seen.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're operating, you know, there's no special mandates. I
Correct.
Mean, I'm yeah. sure you have heightened cleaning standards and all of that type of thing like we all do now. I don't think I've ever washed my hands.
Yeah,
so much
yeah.
in my
those kind of things stick anyway.
You know, I get a little yeah. bit of a cough and I'm like, mask.
Yep. yeah.
You know? So.
But for the most part, everything here is pretty normal.
I'd say.
We were recently in Denver and I think they have a mask mandate. Everywhere we went, we were asked to don a mask and I'd forgotten that was even
yeah.
a possibility and didn't bring one with me. So.
I have a tendency to just put them on yeah. going inside. You know, if I'm going inside into the public space, I just put it on. Because for me, it's more about like just helping other people
yeah,
around
absolutely.
Me feel mm-hmm. comfortable, you know. And, you know, I don't step into a lot of the political controversy around things. I make my personal choices yeah. and business choices
That's
for
great.
Reasons and,
yeah.
you know, just
yeah.
like other people.
A lot of our employees will still wear them. Mm-hmm. When I work, I love to run the door and be the host and like see
okay.
people. And when I do that, I'll wear a mask.
Yeah, just
come in contact right. with a lot of folks.
Well, we have a few more minutes. So, what other kind of things are you guys getting into this holiday season? Anything fun? Got skiing or
resting?
yeah. Novel concept.
yeah.
Novel concept for the holidays.
It has been a blur of a year. So,
it has
yeah.
been. It has been a blur of a year. So, any favorite holiday traditions?
Well, I mean, the tree's already up. We managed to get that up this year.
Woohoo! We left ours up from last year. It became a holiday tree.
yeah.
So we did it
Love
for
that
Christmas
idea, actually.
And New Year's and Valentine's Day and Easter and I think it was Memorial Day.
Great.
And graduation yeah. tree. We had a graduation tree because my daughter graduated from Pine Creek. And it has just gone on. And at the present time, like we're waiting for her to come home from college this afternoon because we're going to take the Thanksgiving tree and take ornaments from throughout the year and decorate it with those ornaments. So like the year-round tree is what we're gonna do because
awesome.
We're going out of town. We're going out of town for the actual Christmas holiday, so.
Well, we have our big anniversary party.
Okay.
Sugar's is turning 20 in like 4 days.
What?
20 on
yeah,
the 20th.
On the 20th.
Very nice.
And we are
Very
having
nice.
a party that night. We actually are going to take a few hours out of business and stop serving. And we've invited all the friends and family and family of friends and family of friends and family friend, all the
awesome.
People. that might want to come to this party.
That would be great.
To come to the party at 7 o'clock.
Well, awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, how do people get more information about that party? Is there a website?
We're not advertising. I think this is the first time I've said it.
It's out there now.
It's out there now.
Now, lots of people.
You can call the restaurant and yeah. Okay. Or just show up.
Just show up. Yeah. Well, that's so fantastic.
It's a nice break. Yeah. Something everybody needs.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And any special drinks or something like that?
There will be the classics available. We're gonna set out a bunch of food and drink.
And you guys do some special drinks from time to time.
We do.
I know. That's one of my favorite parts of Sugars is the little specialty drinks that you guys do. They're always so light and fresh.
Nothing, thank you. I appreciate that because that cocktail
nice
menu
that
is my
me.
Baby.
Well, that cocktail. I mean, it's always, that's what I'm saying. You go to some place and they're like last night, and I'm not going to mention where I went, but it was sort of this ginger something something. But I'm like, this tastes like
heavy?
Baby food. Yeah. I'm like, what is this? It's too sweet, too thick. It tastes like it's got mango in it. I don't even know what's happening.
Did
right
you say mayo?
Mango.
Oh, mango. Mango.
It might have been better with mayo. Maybe
something with mayonnaise.
I thought you have a little sip, and I was like, ew. You know, that's okay. I drank water, lots of water, which is good. It's better.
Yeah, cocktails, they're very important to me.
Absolutely.
That menu, I love that menu.
I do too. Well, it's been really a joy and pleasure having you guys in, and I can't wait to get over. I haven't been to Sugars, I don't think, since... it was last year.
Well,
it was
over.
Sometime last year. So I can't wait to get over and check out the teepee. And I will do what I can to make that party.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome back anytime.
Okay.
Thanks.
This has been another brighter day in the neighborhood. Thank you so much for joining us this Sunday. And you can find us here at the same time and same channel each Sunday morning. Until we see you and talk to you again, have a brighter day.